Hi guys, how are we? Welcome, good morning. Happy Friday, happy last day of September. I'm here at Latitude Talent Studios. My name is Sophia Guchinoff and I teach a bunch of the webinars for acting, modeling, all the industry stuff. I currently am a working artist and model, actress, creative type. Hello everybody, how are you guys? We're gonna do a webinar today. And the topic is three things a modeling agency is looking for. So, if any of you guys have any ideas that you think a modeling agency is looking for, please put it in the chat and I will see if you're right. I'll tell you what the three things are first and then we'll go over them in detail. And if you guys have any questions that are not related to this webinar but are related to the industry, you can totally ask me. Hello, good morning, good morning. Thank you for coming, thank you for being here. So I'm talking about myself first and then we'll get started. So my name is Sophia. I am one of the people here at Latitude. I teach the webinars and I'm a working artist, actor, model. And I'm currently on my way right after this to a go-see for modeling for my hair. I just washed my hair, so I'm trying to make sure it looks okay. I'm trying to make it like extra nice looking, so I like put all this product in it. I normally don't ever do my hair. And this isn't really doing your hair, but it's just my version. So I actually am model ready right now. I'm wearing a leotard, it's form fitting, and I'm wearing leggings, and I have my nude heels in my bag, and I'm wearing nude undergarments because they actually asked for that. And I probably will take out my earrings because they might be distracting for the go-see, but I'm modeling a go-see audition, same thing, you know. But yeah, so it's funny to be here right before. I actually normally do this in the afternoons, but I had to do it in the morning because my audition go-see is in the afternoon. So it's cool that I'm like actively doing it, you know? I will say a few things before we get started. This industry is really crazy. Like, it's crazy because I don't really have much time for myself. And I just want to let you guys know that. Like, if you actually want to get into this industry and you're serious about getting into this industry and actually being a working, actively busy and booked person in the industry, you have to sacrifice. You know, this webinar is not about sacrifice, but this life is about sacrifice. So, like, I'm not gonna lie, it's probably not the best for my health, but I really do sacrifice my sleep. Yeah. So, you know, with all the auditions and the apartment stuff and just being a human, you know, by the time I get everything done in my day, it's like, I should go to sleep, but it's 4 a.m. And those don't happen every day, don't get me wrong. And that's not to do with time management, it's just to do with how, like, you can have your time management being perfect, but things come up. Like, you can be having a day to yourself where you're relaxed and you're going to the spa. That's funny. And your agent calls you and is like, hey, I need you to be in the city in an hour and audition. And you're like, okay. And you just have to be ready to do that. So what I'm trying to tell you is you have to be ready to know what you're willing to give up if you actually want to survive and pursue and actually thrive. Because me, I'm busy. Like, I'm happy with my life. I mean, I'm a little crazy in the way that, like, I really, like, am totally, like, I'm never gonna not do this for my living. Like, this is my life. So I signed up for this and I know what I signed up for, but I do take care of myself. You know, I journal, I take a shower, I moisturize, you know, I do the normal things. I drink a ton of water. So I just want to tell you this now because it's something to really be aware of if you're gonna pursue this industry seriously. And it actually has to do with one of the things we're talking about, which is your drive and passion in the industry. You know, I guess we basically already went into the webinar, but you didn't even know it, neither did I! Just kidding, I did. So your drive and passion is really important. So what does that mean and why is that important for what an agent is looking for? Well, this is actually the third point, so I'm gonna go back to this, but I'm just gonna tell you, so the things that modeling agency is looking for are three things, mainly and basically. Yeah, I just combined a word. Basically, I like it. It's kind of cool. Let's call Merriam-Webster, right? Okay, so looks is one, personality is the other, and drive and passion is the last. So what does that mean? Okay, so what is Instagram, guys? Instagram is a visual social media app, right? So is TikTok, you know, you can read on Instagram, you can read on TikTok, but the main, like, platform and source they use to get through to their users are pictures and videos. So visual components are very important in this industry, whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, you probably shouldn't be in this industry, I'm gonna be honest. So looks are important. I'm not telling you have to look a certain way. I'm not telling you have to be the traditional beautiful, whatever. I am not the traditional beautiful, like, for the record. I'm not blonde, I'm not blue-eyed, and I'm not a size zero. Like, that's never gonna change. This is who I am, you know? And what's good about this industry nowadays is that we as a society, slowly but surely, are changing what it means to be beautiful, what it means to be accepted, and who is deemed these things, because you can define your own beauty, right? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But looks is important in terms of how you present yourself. Oh my God, thanks for the hearts. Because we need to make sure that we are being the best version of ourselves. So last night I stayed up and I tweezed my eyebrows. You know, like, today I do my makeup, I wash my hair, and I, like, had my outfit together last night, had my earrings together, like, had my bag together, meal prep, all the things. So what I'm telling you is that I needed to have these things together so that I would look my best, right? Because I can't walk into the room in an hour and be like, hey, I just rolled out of bed. What's up? Cast me. Because I wouldn't want to work with somebody who just rolled out of bed. Now, if you are the type of person where you just rolled out of bed and you can, like, you know, then, you know, that's great. I don't think I'm one of those people. No. I need to do my little thing. I need to journal, brush my teeth, drink my water. And these are little things that I do as on my own, right? So that just matters in terms of what I'm doing. Wow, there's a lot of people here all of a sudden. The numbers went up. I don't know how that happened. Just all of a sudden. Okay, my eyes deceive me. Looks. So visuals are important because what gets you noticed? Visuals, right? So this means, I'm not talking about beauty. I'm talking about looks. I'm just talking about, like, someone you see. Like, for example, if you see somebody down the street, you're walking, you're on a social media app, you're scrolling, what makes you stop and look? What makes you stop and stop scrolling? Someone who might be looking different than you, or someone who might be just really, you think is really cool, or an art piece that's cool, or a beautiful tree, or a beach scenery if you live in a city. You know, those kind of things is what I'm trying to say. So what I'm telling you is, whether you look very commercial, meaning you have a face that a lot of people can recognize, or you might have a face and features that are very common, but it's cool because of the way it's combined in your, you know, your genes. So, you know, your natural beauty, if you're youthful looking, if you're older looking, if you have wrinkles, if you don't have wrinkles, if you have tattoos, if you have piercings, if you have scars, if you are mixed ethnicity like me, if you have a cool eye color, if your skin is freckled, if your skin has patches on it of different colors, if you're really tall, if you're really short, thank you so much. What I'm telling you is, any of these things that make you stand out are what the modeling agencies are looking for, right? Now, they're also looking for someone who doesn't stand out. The thing is, they're really looking for everybody, if that makes sense. Like, they need to be able to pitch just about anybody, because they need to be told what they need to have it ready. So, like, okay, I work at a grocery store. We're gonna say this, okay? So we're at a grocery store and a customer comes in and they say, hi, how are you? And I say, good, thank you, how are you? And they say, I'm good, but I'm looking for something. And I say, oh, maybe I can help you. And they say, yes, please. And I'm like, okay, let's go. What do you need help with? Okay. So they're like, okay, so I need an apple and then I need some kale. Do you have apple and kale? And I say, yes, of course, it's right there. And they're like, oh, great, thank you so much. Now, they're easy. They don't need much. They're simple, okay? Great, we love them. Now, this industry is not simple or easy. So, now we're in the industry grocery store, okay? So, I'm in the industry grocery store, and I'm working at my job. Oh, my God, thank you. I'm working at my job, and I'm packing the food, the produce, and I have someone come in. Hello, can you help me? I'm looking for something. Yes, what do you need help with? I can help you. I need an apple. Great. What kind of apple? Excuse me. Great, the apples are right there. Great. Thank you. But, miss, I need a Granny Smith apple, a Gala apple, a Pink Lady apple, a Macintosh apple, a Golden Delicious apple, and I think Red Delicious apple, if I didn't say that right. Me. Oh, so you need multiple types of apples, not just any apple. Oh my God, confidence. Thank you. Confidence is important. Yes, I need all those different types of apples. And I need one that's a bruised apple that's Red Delicious. And I need my Pink Lady apple to be perfect and not be bruised. And I want my Macintosh to be just perfectly ripe and shiny. Wow, you have a lot of specifics. Specs! 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 You have a lot of specs you're looking for. That's a key word in the industry. You have a lot of measurements, types of apples you're looking for. Yes, I'm looking for all these different types of apples. Do you have them? Let's find out. Let me go to my aisle. Roster, my roster of all the models I have signed to my agency. Oh, looks like this girl named Sophia fits your description for a Pink Lady apple. Oh, and Brian fits your description for a Granny Smith. And for your bruised, was it yellow? I don't know which one it was. For your bruised Granny Smith, your other Granny Smith, I think Sienna fits that one. Great, let's have them audition. Bring out the apples. And there you go. Okay, that's the end of the grocery store analogy that I literally made up as we went along. That was total improv. Thinking on your feet. So, what I'm telling you, why did I just do that little performance, mini performance for you? Because I want you to know that, I've never realized this, but we're kind of comparing the industry to groceries, which makes sense. So, when a casting is sent out for, okay, I have a casting, I'm a casting director, meaning the person who casts, right? Now I'm a casting director. I have a different hat. Okay, this is my different hat. It's a scrunchie, but I'm wearing a different hat now. Okay, now I'm a casting director and I'm looking for models for my Maybelline shoot. Great. Okay, cool. What do you need? Okay, well, I need a white girl who has blonde hair and blue eyes, who is between 5 feet and 5'8", but not taller than 5'8", who is between size 0 and size 2, and blonde, blue-eyed, and she needs to have a little acne. I don't want her to have perfect skin. Oh, great. Let me look at my roster of models. Okay, well, it looks like we have Becca, Becky, Karen, Marie, and Isla, who all can fit these descriptions. Great, let's have them audition. Thank you so much. Okay, I looked at the auditions. I mean, I looked at the portfolios, the pictures, and their websites, and their videos that they had to submit, and I really like Isla. Awesome, let's cast her. Okay, great, we're gonna cast Isla. So what do we do? Okay, so what do we do now? Now the casting director and the agent tells Isla, yo, Isla, you booked it. Oh my God, I'm so excited, amazing, love it. We love it, okay, great. Now, the agent says, yes, and you owe me 10 to 15% of what you'll make. Great, because you're the reason why I booked the job. Oh, yes, exactly, casting director. Awesome, I can't wait to work with you all. Thank you. That's it, that's how a go-see audition modeling thing works. So, those are very specific, right? That person needed very specific apples, a bruised apple that happened to be Pink Lady, a shiny Macintosh one that was perfectly ripe, a white girl who is between 5 feet and 5'8", size 0 to 2, blonde and blue eyes with acne. So, what I'm telling you is, thank you so much for all the support. What I'm telling you is, these are very specific things that you may or may not fit the description for, but you never know what people want and you never know what the industry's looking for, but you know what you look like and you know who you are. So Your strengths and weaknesses. You have to focus on your strengths and weaknesses. So for example, I know that my strengths in the modeling world, no, I'm gonna take weaknesses. My weakness in the modeling world, not weakness, but something that I'm not gonna submit to. Okay, this is something I don't fit. I am 5'1". Yes, 5'1 and a half, guys, okay? So I'm never going to go for the roles that are couture, high fashion modeling roles for girls that are literally 5'8 to 6 feet tall to 6'4 to whatever. I'm never gonna book that in a million years because I do not fit the specs. I would look crazy if I was to submit myself for a role I did not fit, because they'd be like, does this girl know her height? How tall does she think she is? Is she a dachshund in a pit bull body? We don't want that. We don't want them to think I'm crazy. Yes, I'm crazy. We don't want them to think that I'm crazy in terms of knowing myself and my product, my body, me, my personality, my voice, everything about me, essence. So, what am I saying? I'm saying that I know that my strength is not my height, and I'm not going to go out for roles that I'm tall, that are for tall people. I might go out for roles that are people with good skin, or hair, or teeth, right? So you have to know where your strengths are, and you have to fit into them and use them to your advantage, right? So if you know that Maybelline is doing a new campaign with smiling, okay, and lipstick, okay, yes, I'm gonna be like, oh my goodness, I need to get in those rooms. I need to get in those Maybelline rooms because I need to be submitted for roles that I'm actually gonna book, that I'm actually gonna make money for, that I'm actually gonna succeed at, that my agent is gonna actually see me and be like, oh my God, she's making me money. Let me keep submitting her. Oh my God, I love this girl. Yes, bring her in, keep bringing her in. She needs to go for all the dental commercials. She needs to go for the Colgate. She needs to go for the Oral-B. She needs to go for Sonicare. She needs to go for Crest whitening strips. She needs to go for flossing. She needs to go for all the dental ads, right? You understand what I'm saying? This girl's not gonna go for long legs Levi jean advertisements. I mean, I can go for regular petite jean advertisements, but I'm not gonna go out for basketball roles, most likely. I'm not gonna go after the roles that are for people who are supposed to look like they're professional NWA basketball people, right? NBA, you know, I don't know anything about sports. So women's basketball, whatever, right? That makes sense, guys, we understand? So you need to use your strength and lean into them. So if you have really great teeth, you need to be getting in the rooms to show your great teeth and be booking those and make your money off of your teeth, right? So your looks, this is part of your product. This is part of knowing what you are and knowing what you're selling, right? I've used this example before, but if I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks or any kind of coffee place and I'm like, yo, can I please get a coffee with cream and sugar, light and sweet, thank you? And they're like, oh, I don't actually know what kind of coffee we have. What? You're Dunkin' Donuts, you're Starbucks. How do you not know what kind of coffee you're selling? So I ask you this, if you're pursuing modeling and acting and your product is you, how do you not know yourself? How do you not know your son? How do you not know your measurements? How do you not know that you're a 32 bust, 28 waist, 40 hip, whatever it is. I just made those up, it's not mine. But what I'm telling you is that you need to know these. You need to know these like you know your social security number. You need to be able to say, oh, what's your phone number? Da 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 da. Okay, what's your address? Da 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 da. What's your email? What's your website? Period. I don't have a question to ask. I don't need to. Thank you so much. I don't need to hesitate. I know all of my specs. I know me. I know my product, right? If I'm going to sell this water bottle, I'm going to tell you about this water bottle. This water bottle is called Swell. It's from a company that's women owned. It's founded by a woman. They do design collabs. They did a collab with Lily Pulitzer. It's eco-friendly. It's stainless steel. It stays hot. It keeps things hot for 12 hours and cold for 24 hours. It's not to be used in the fridge. You keep it outside of the fridge, room temperature, because it'll keep things cold. It insulates. It's dishwasher safe. Just kidding, it's hand wash only. See, I was wrong. It's hand wash only, and it comes in different colors, and you can actually design it in different sizes. What did I just do to you? What did I just do when I sold this water bottle? I just told you everything I know about this water bottle, right? I just told you, and I told you, and I told you like a product, right? I said, this is the product, this is what it's known for, this is the founder, and this is everything about it. Who is the product? You're the product. You are the product. If you don't know you're the product, you need to get out of this industry. I'm sorry. If you gotta know you're the product. You are the product. Hello, my name is Sophia Guchinoff. I'm 5'1". I am ethnically mixed. I live in New York City. I'm this age. I go for these kind of roles. I go for fitness, funny, wellness, beauty, best friend supporting, off the cuff, tell like it is roles. And I have modeled and advertised for Minute Maid, Marvel, Nathan's Hot Dogs, Walmart, and am currently in a few different campaigns. Period. That's me. Here's my card. Thank you for meeting with me. It would be great to work with you. That's the pitch, okay? Know your pitch. Know your product. Know it. Love it. Live it. Okay, we love it. Bop it. Whatever. So, that's number one of the webinar. Looks great. So, number two. This is also what I was talking about. Number two is personality. Okay, what do I mean by that? Why is personality important for the modeling industry? Funny, you should ask. Let me tell you. So, personality is important for the modeling industry because even though people think modeling is, you're just a pretty face, it's easy, you just look at the camera, you just look. No, it's not that. Just like acting is not just memorizing lines, modeling is not just looking at the camera and looking pretty. It's actually a very small part of the industry. This is the whole reason why I do these webinars. The whole part of the industry is actually not about your talent. Your talent is important, it will get you in the room, but what will make you actually sustain a career in this industry and make money and actually be a working artist where you're actually making your money from this and you can say that you're a working artist and you're not just doing whatever, doing it for a hobby. Your personality, your drive, your passion, your looks, and your professionalism and the business part of it. So this is really important. I can't stress to you how important this part of the industry is, because if I have an amazing painting that I made, it's the next Mona Lisa, right? For example, I have an amazing, thank you so much. I have an amazing, amazing painting I just made. It's the Mona Lisa. Great. But I don't know how to market it. I do not know how to bring the Mona Lisa to the Louvre. I do not know how to bring the Mona Lisa to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I do not know how to bring the Mona Lisa to the MoMA, Museum of Modern Art. I do not know how to market my product. I do not know how to people to look at it. Then who is ever gonna see it? Me, and only me. That's sad, right? So what I'm telling you is, you have to know how to market yourself so that you can actually showcase your talent and your ability so that you can actually make a living out of this, because you can make a living and there is enough work to go around because you can always make your own work. I have a whole webinar with that, side note. But your personality is important, right? Because there's a whole thing right now in the industry called model casting. Model casting. What is model casting? Funny you ask. Let me tell you. So model casting is when a casting director, a casting director says, I want model casting. Oh, I'm an agent. What kind of models do you want, casting director? I want models who have these specs, right? They're 5'8 to 6'4. They're ethnically ambiguous. So they don't look like they're one ethnicity, or they're biracial, or they just look different than everybody else that I've ever seen. Very modern, right? And they need to be 5'8 to 6'4, and they need to be women between the ages of 18 to 24, and they need to live in New York, and they most importantly need to have a personality. Oh, a personality. You want a model with a personality. You don't want a model who just looks pretty. Is that a joke? No, of course not. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I mean, insulted you. No, it's fine. I just need a model who can talk to camera and actually have a personality and sell my product. Awesome, I got the model for you. Great. So we understand what we're saying, right? So what I'm saying is that basically this, right? So you need to be able to say, I love my Stila lipstick because it stays on all day and I can eat. It doesn't really go anywhere. I can reapply it. It's not drying. It is matte, but it's not drying. And it's very portable and very convenient for my life. Great. So that was me being a model casting, right? If either hire me for how I look, but they're also hiring me for how I speak and how my personality comes up on camera to sell their product, then that's model casting. Because a lot of times they don't actually want actors, they want models because they want a specific look. And sometimes actors can look different ways and they want really specific specs, requirements, right? So you need to be able to know how to sell your product, the actual product. This scrunchie's amazing and I love it. Buy scrunchies. There's your product, there's your model, okay? So that's the idea of they're doing now in the industry. Oh, talk as if you're talking to a friend. Just be yourself. Just be casual, okay? One second. Let me take a picture of this so you know what's going on. Okay, great, love it. But yeah, so a lot of times they'll be like, oh, talk as if you're talking to a friend. What does that mean? That means exactly what they said. Okay, that means exactly what they said. So if they say, can you tell us about how you had horrible headaches and how Excedrin migraine saved your life? Yeah, of course. I'm gonna give you two different examples right now. As the Excedrin commercial, right? Here's one. Yeah, I love Excedrin. It saved my life. I love it so much. There's one. Number two. Yeah, I was having really bad headaches and I took Excedrin and it like saved my life. Like, Sheila, you need to get this Excedrin migraine. Like, it's gonna help you and your headaches, and you're gonna be able to sleep at night, and you're gonna spend more time with your family and take walks on the beach and like exercise more and actually wake up happy and not like feel like you didn't sleep. So I'm telling you, you need to get Excedrin migraine. You know what? Actually, I have some Excedrin migraine right in this little drawer. Just take one right now and it'll help you. I got you. Excedrin migraine. Buy it at CVS. That was talking to camera. That was me talking to a friend. That was me model casting. Now, which one would you cast? One or two? Come on, there's like 500 of you on here. You gotta like write in the chat. Which one would you cast? Would you cast the, I like Excedrin, that saved my life. Or would you cast the, I'm telling you, Sheila, it's gonna save your life, you need to get it. I mean, okay, I would cast the second one because it's accurate, it's personable, it's talking as if you're talking to a friend, it makes me feel secure, it makes me feel like you care about me. More importantly, the thing about the industry is that it's all about relationship, right? I'm not talking about romantic relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage. No, I'm talking about relationship, because relationship is a word that's become way too into romance, but it actually is a word that needs to be a little more removed from that. I have a relationship to this water bottle. I love this water bottle. This water bottle is beautiful and I bring it everywhere and it keeps me hydrated and it makes me feel happy. I have a relationship to this scrunchie. It allows me to be on the go and sweating and I can bike and I can do things on the go without my hair getting in the way. Okay? I have a relationship to this camera right now. This camera and I's relationship is me looking at you guys and talking to you as the teacher and you're my students, okay? I have a relationship to the owner of Latitude Studios as my mentor, my boss, someone I look up to, someone I speak to, someone who is rooting for me, someone who is submitting me for auditions, someone who is asking my life, who's a friend. I have a relationship there too, right? So relationship is important because you need to have a relationship with the script that you're using, with the camera you're talking to, with the person you're talking to, and of course the people you're meeting, the people auditioning you, the person who's signing you, the person who is the casting director, the person who is the one measuring you, the one who's doing your makeup, your hair, picking your stylist, all of those kind of things. You have a relationship with all these people, so you have to make sure that you really value relationships, because this is a very small industry. And I say that and I really mean it, because no matter where I go, I meet somebody who either knows me, I don't remember, or I've met them and I do remember, or they know me because they know me from a different friend who I don't even know, or I met them years ago, I don't remember, or we both kind of know each other but never met, but we know each other, or they know somebody that I know. That was a lot, but that's the facts, that's the truth, okay? I literally see people that know me or I know in some way. And in New York, there's a lot of people, it was 8 million people. But in New York in the acting industry, smaller. And if you're in a specific like area of the acting industry, like downtown theater or modeling for makeup or the wellness industry, fitness, you're gonna be even smaller with the community, right? Because there's only so many people that can do so many things. So you need to make sure you treat everybody with love and kindness and respect people. Great. So. Yeah, you're unique, your personality is you and only you, so you know, just be yourself, be confident, know your strengths, hone in on them, lean into them. If you know you have green eyes and look better when you wear purple or brown, buy some purple and brown, or, you know, go to the donation place, or go thrifting. You don't have to do this expensively. Like, there is ways to make things possible. I don't know if you guys have seen this movie, but it's one of my favorite movies. It's an old movie. Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen from Disney with Lindsay Lohan from many years ago. And she says, when she's trying to get this dress to go on stage, it's a beautiful dress and she wants to wear it to this concert, but it's for the play. She's not supposed to do that, but she did it. And she says to her teacher, Miss Bagoli, "There are ways, Miss Bagoli, there are ways." Okay? So, there are always ways, because the expression goes, when there's a will, there's a way. So when there's a will, there is a way, and when there is a will, there is a way. Okay? That's our motto for today. When there's a will, there's a way. Okay? Yes. Last but not least, most important, I touched on this in the very beginning, but I will touch on it again. Drive and passion. Okay. Your work ethic, your response time, being up to date, your communication, being on time, and do you want it too? How bad do you want it? Very, very important things. So let me talk about this. Okay. I talked about your work ethic. I talked about your professionalism. Response time. Okay. I have an agent who is sending me out today. I'm going to this go-see in an hour, right? 30 minutes, whatever it is. I'm going soon. And this agent is very strict when it comes to responding in emails. I call myself the communication queen. I love communication. I love keeping in touch with people. I love sharing things about my life. I love hearing about other people's lives. I love relationship to people, things, places, animals, nature, whatever, city, okay. But this agent is not joking. If you do not email this agent by a certain time, you will not be submitted to the roles. Now listen, it might be a little too much if you're looking at it like that, but at the same time, they have a job. They're actually trying to create healthy boundaries for their own life, I think. So they need us as the talent modeling actors to tell them, yes, I want to be submitted. No, I don't want to be submitted. Please submit me. Don't submit me. And it makes sense, right? Because we don't want to waste anyone's time. Because why would they submit me if I don't actually want the role? Why would they submit me if I'm not available for the dates? Why would they submit me if I'm not even in town when it casts and when it shoots, right? So these are very important questions. So why I'm telling you this is because it's an industry you kind of have to be on your phone a little more than a lot of other industries with your emails and social media and texting and calling. Like, I had an audition I submitted this week for my other agent, and it was due Wednesday night, and I got it like Monday night, so there was really no time. Sometimes they'll be like, do it today, and I'm like, all right. So yeah, I got it then, and I did not get information for the slate. And if you remember, slate is when you say your name, where you're from. Thank you so much. Your name, where you live, your age, maybe your height, your agent, whatever. So they did not ask for a slate. But of course, I always do a slate. So I said, Sophia Guchinoff, New York City, role of self-care recipient. Okay? So that was it. But then my agent emailed me, texted me actually, and he said, we actually need you to do this slate. And I was like, cool, thank you for telling me now that I've already done the audition and I'm not gonna be home for like 18 hours, but I'll do it, no problem, thank you, I got you. Of course I did. So the slate was my name, my phone number, my email address, where I'm located, if I'm non-union, if I'm available for the dates, if I'm available for the callback. It was very, very long. It was annoying and it was long. And they wanted profiles and they wanted my hands. They wanted me to go like this, they wanted to go like this, they wanted to go like this, they wanted me to go in a circle, they wanted a full body shot. Okay, so I had to go edit the video and then film another one to make it actually what they needed. Because they did not tell the talent. Is that my fault? No. Do I want the job? Yes. What do? I don't get lazy and say, I really don't want to do this. I already did this. I don't say, you know what? They can deal with it. No. I say, okay, well, they made a mistake, but if they want to cast me and they actually are interested, I need to submit this thing and I need to make it right. I need to do what they ask for because it's really important for you to listen to directions and read directions and listen. Some of these castings, they'll literally say, if you do not do the slate correctly, we will not watch your tape and we will not book you. Like, they do not care. Because if you think about it, why should they care about somebody who can't read directions? If you can't read an audition script about how they want you to do the audition or the go-see or the specs or which pictures they want you to submit you to, like, if they need a makeup, a no makeup photo, if they want a makeup photo, if they want a 3/4 photo, if they want a full body photo, if they want a photo in natural light, if they want a photo at night, if they want a candid photo, like, if you don't know how to submit these photos, why would they cast you? They have other people like me who will do it right and will actually do the way it's written and the direction they want. Because it tells them, it's very important, this is to do with drive, passion, work ethic, professionalism. If you do not know how to send an email in a timely manner, or you do not know how to send an email for a submission in the way they ask for it, in the order they ask for it, one name, two website, three pictures, four measurements, whatever, then why would they work with you when you're on set and they're risking real money and time? They're not going to. So be smart and get it together before you book it so that you can book it. You want to set yourself up for success, okay? I'm kind of a tough lover in this industry where I'm like, yo, you got to get it together, or just don't get it together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, communication is very important. Being up to date with your photos, your social media, all that kind of stuff, your response time. Like, they'll be like, yo, if you do not submit this by 5 p.m. today, we will not submit you. And I'm like, darn, it's 5:01. You know, and sometimes I'll submit it. I'm like, I'm sorry, I was eating or at the gym or taking a walk or something, right? So you gotta create those healthy boundaries, which is really hard because the industry's crazy. But yeah, so I hope that was helpful for today. I was very passionate about today's topic. Today's topic, to conclude, is three things a model agency is looking for: looks, drive, passion, and personality. Whatever order you want it in. Okay, so I'm going to link my page on here. My name on Instagram is my name. I will write it right now in the chat. You can follow me and keep up with what's going on in my life. You can DM me if you have questions, but if you have real questions, you should really ask them to Latitude, because they're the people who are in charge. But you can always ask a question, I can answer it next webinar, which is cool. How do I pin this? Can I do that? Pin comment. There we go. I should have done that in the beginning. I should do that in the beginning. I'm gonna do that from the beginning now. See, I'm also learning. Okay, so my name is Sophia Gutchinov. It's SophiaGutchinov. Yes, it's long. It's in the chat. You can find me on Instagram. That's my primary one. I'm also on TikTok. I post a lot about the industry and my life and who I am as a human and what I'm doing. I'm a very busy person with a lot of art things going on and very crazy and fulfilling life. I hope this was helpful. I hope you guys learned something. This is Latitude's site, not mine personally right now. But yeah, it was great seeing you, and thank you so much for tuning in. And stay tuned for the next webinar. Have a great rest of the end of your September, and happy autumn. Bye.